I find it ironic that Betty Beckering and Charles Warrington have publicly criticized the current Prince George School Board as dysfunctional. They have both claimed that the current board does not know what they are doing and need to do the job of being trustees. The irony is that both Ms. Beckering and Ms. Warrington were SD57 trustees when the Ministry of Education labeled SD57 as a dysfunctional school board and had to appoint special advisors to help the SD57 Board of Trustees to become a functional and effective school board. Both Ms. Beckering and Ms. Warrington have raised concerns that the current SD57 board have gone too far by relieving Cindy Heitman of her position as superintendent. That was creating instability in the district. I believe both Ms. Beckering and Ms. Warrington were trustees in 2019 when Superintendent Marquis Foster was relieved of her duties or resigned. Nevertheless, she left the district. They were trustees when Interim Superintendent Rod Allen was replaced by Anita Richardson. They were both trustees when Anita Richardson was relieved of her position. It does seem hypocritical that these two trustees would be critical of a board that relieved the latest superintendent, Cindy Heitman, of her duties, when they went through three superintendents in 3 years. They could argue that Rod Allen was an interim superintendent and was only there until they found a full-time superintendent. I am not sure what they would consider full-time as they averaged two superintendents in 3 years, 2018 to 2021. It seems to me that this is a case of people living in glass houses throwing too many stones. James Elson, Prince George.